Group Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
Do you find yourself sobbing at the thought of your taxpayer-funded transgender basket weaving club losing its funding? You may be suffering from a common condition known as libtardism-induced meltdown. But don't worry, there's help. Introducing GrowAPair, the revolutionary prescription solution designed to help you accept reality. With just one dose a day, you'll start to understand that tax dollars aren't meant for gender numeral electric vehicle startups in Vietnam. After taking GrowAPair, you may notice life-changing improvements, such as smaller man boobs, the ability to fund your own transgender basket weaving without relying on Uncle Sam, and a newfound indifference to the defunding of the U.S. Department of Slope Sidewalk Studies. GrowAPair won't solve all your problems, but it can help you stop fixating on who's going to pay for DEI pudding packs in Cambodia.
Side effects may include dry mouth, increased common sense, employment, smaller man boobs, and lower taxes.
Ask your doctor if GrowAPair is right for you, because adulting is hard, but it doesn't have to be.
It is 9:35. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at StovesOfMaine.com. Pete McVetty was here earlier talking about how we can reform the Pentagon. He's going to be doing this weekly for a while. Wayne Perry, our mutual friend Jim, says, how about Wayne Perry for governor? He could put a lobster in every pot.
as we've talked about earlier, I am definitely not qualified.
Wasn't that Hoover's campaign, a chicken in every pot or something like that, and a car in every garage? So, it worked once. You never know.
I don't catch enough.
Kenny Chinquette is here. He was just named the best country bar in the state. How does that make you feel, really?
I hate losing, and I love winning, and that was fun.
Put that aside. I agree with you. My dad used to say, I don't know whether you love winning more or hate losing more. And I said, well, Dad, do I pace around when we win? He said, no. I said, do I pace around, can't stop talking about it, drive you and Mom crazy when we lose?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. I said, well, that's your answer. But put that aside. Best country bar in the state.
Yeah. I mean, not what I was expecting 7 years ago when we opened. That is not – I mean, we've gotten a lot of accolades over the last 7 years.
You have.
And it's funny because we didn't even, like, promote – this was a voted-on one, this award, and we didn't even promote people to go vote for us or anything like that. We still won. So that was – no, it's a cool honor, and, you know, I'm I'm the luckiest man in the state of Maine, guaranteed, and –
Second luckiest.
No. I've got a great staff, and they've done a phenomenal job. And what's cool, it's they take a lot of pride in it. And, like, I mean, we're always looking at how do we take it to the next level. Like, I don't care that we're winning. We have to figure out how we're going to go the next step. So,
well, if you win this year and don't win next year, what's that statement? So it's the never-ending fight. The accolade is wonderful. But yeah. I just want to know what Rocco Severino has said to you. That's what I want to know, because, as you know, every time this comes up, he's like, Kenny's second best. I think you would proof your best.
He gave me a little love last week. We brought the staff in. He had just reopened after a month closed. Yeah. And so I brought the girls in because we wanted to talk. I want to kind of, like, again, give them kind of the rah-rah, like, let's go. We're going to the next level. Like, you know, put the blinders on. We don't care what everybody else is doing. We're doing great. But we wanted to go to Rocco. Rocco, they do a great job there.
They do. Rocco's place, phenomenal.
Food, phenomenal. Lexi, Landon, Lauren, the whole staff, Ryan, everybody has a phenomenal job. Like, it's a great vibe. Very Italian family-run type of place, kind of like Bruno's. So Rocco, even though we bust each other's chops quite a bit and probably a little too much sometimes, you know, he gave a appreciation post of us just going over there. So that was wicked cool. But, yeah,
he's a great guy. And that tiki bar he put out front, we were there this summer. And it's just
– at Sportsman's Keg and Kitchen.
We got to get all – we got to get all you guys to come out. And we'll go out there and just sit around and chew the fat. Really wonderful.
We'll get Dee Dee a nice rum bucket. It'll be good. So
yes. you guys can't see her, but she just raised both
hands. Do you have as much of a wait for a drink as the place in Old Orchard?
No, you don't.
I'm not even mentioning the name of the place.
You mean the Royal Anchor, Mark? The Royal Anchor? Every time I bring it up, I say Mark Riley says, well, there's another 5-minute wait.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully, I don't drink booze anymore, so I can just go around to the the little shack and get a bottle of water.
Get a bottle of water.
All right. I'm drinking for the both of us. We're good, Mark. So
but that's Kenny, that is a big honor. I don't want to just joke around here. Being the best in the state, voted by the people, is extraordinary.
No, it really is, and there's some great other places that were nominated and got silver and bronze, and there's a lot of great businesses in that. So it's in the best of 207, so that's what we got it in. We've been 7 years running, best bar in the Lakes region. We've won two of the Chamber of Commerce 4 awards. It's a testament to the staff and the commitment to the vision and the mission. So I'm super, super proud of everybody. And, you know, I got a good life. You know, we just had a Toby Keith tribute the other night, and we had a little too much fun there, which was great. And we got a lot of fun stuff coming up this summer. I'm really fired up.
And you got a big event coming up with Barbara Bush.
Yeah, we got Barbara Bush.
By the way, I didn't tell you.
Oh, boy.
I got my buddy David Jones to sponsor a table.
He is super generous.
He is super generous. He is. So.
Thank you, Mr. David Jones and F.O. Bailey.
Was your text line broken when you lost your phone? I mean, your phone system?
No. My text line's working.
Okay. Somebody just mentioned your text line number so they can.
Oh, yeah. It's 207-409-6172. The text line's my personal phone. I'd say it all the time. Yeah. But our phone system that integrates with our board. You know, I think I've worn it out. It's been here 21 years with me, and I think I wore it out.
Time for a new one.
It is.
Time for a new fancy one.
Because you take so many phone calls throughout the morning. Yeah.
Thank you, Mark. So kind. I do.
Are you saying it broke because of lack of use?
No. I'm not saying that at all.
No, I mean, some days I do take a lot of calls. Most days I like this.
Yeah.
And I think the audience likes this. We've got a bunch of really smart people in the room talking about important issues. I like this.
And Kenny, so that's good.
Well, Ray, all I have, I'll ask this one request because you have tons of contacts in the White House. Get them to write a budget.
Yeah.
Start there.
I agree with you 1,000%.
That needs to be there and separate Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
Those two things must be done.
I got a question for you, Representative Perry.
No.
Elon.
Yes.
$5,000 refund checks.
No.
You're against them.
I'm against them because we have a $36 trillion debt. We cannot keep adding to the $36 trillion. If we keep adding to the $36 trillion 4 years from now, we're at 42 or 48 or pick your number. And if we're at that, we're at $2 trillion debt service. We cannot sustain this country with that kind of debt service.
What if he did it and showed that we could cut it from 36 back to down to 35 and
you have to cut all of defense and all you're not going to get to that number mathematically.
Let's take the Dave Ramsey who's on the station at 8 o'clock at night. The Dave Ramsey approach. If you have $50,000 of credit card debt and you have $40,000 in the bank. Why wouldn't you put the $40,000 to the credit card debt and get that down before you worry about we have some money in our pocket?
Yeah.
You want to pay down your debt and clear out your debt.
I just think the long term.
It needs to be manageable. That's the key.
The long term effects, and I realized, you know, a couple weeks ago when Sean and Joe were here and Joe mentioned it, that people don't care about the deficit, the debt.
They don't.
We've got to.
I mean, agree.
That's why we bring it up all the time.
I agree.
We just have to do that. And yes, it's a great idea. And yes, I'd like to get 5,000 and all that. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Long term, and also, Trump has 4 years.
Yeah.
This needs to be fixed. We cannot have added 4 more trillion, 5 more trillion, 6 more trillion to the debt at the end of Trump's term, or we will have a Democrat after that. Well, so we better wait. We better make, because I think the American people, the vast majority, don't mind the pain if we fix it. They'll mind the pain a lot if we don't fix it.
I agree with you on that. Yeah.
See, we need to fix it. I 100% agree with you on that. My thing is the American people aren't going to vote based on how much debt we have in 4 years. They're going to vote based off of what the economic conditions are on the ground. So we have to do both. We have to get our economy going in the right direction, right? So I'm not necessarily against it if we can prove that we can start settling that debt back down, because we need to get economic engine going in this country again. We got to get the energy going. We got to get the production, and giving the money back to the people to spend rather than the government to spend on stupid stuff.
But you're not giving it. You're borrowing it. That's the problem, is if we keep borrowing more.
Oh, I agree.
Is that's where
what I'm saying is we got to be able to do both. That's my thing.
You can't get the debt down and spend $500 billion giving money back.
Yeah.
So looking at the numbers from 2022, we had 153.8 million tax returns. Now mine and Didi and I filed jointly.
Yeah.
So
does that count?
Elon's using the number of 78 million
people would get money back?
Households would get money back.
Okay, so 78 million. Okay, that's a different number than this, obviously. They originally had said taxpayers. Maybe it's people. There are people who file tax returns who actually get money back, and they actually pay zero income tax. So maybe they wouldn't count on this because of the earned income tax credit and that kind of thing. But, I mean, let's say it was 80 million. Let's just say that was the number. Is it 80 million households because, she and I filed jointly? Or is it 80 million individuals?
He used the number 80, right. 78.
But if it's 80 million households,
yeah,
that's 80 million times 5,000. If it's
400 billion.
Yeah, if it's 80 million individuals, you know, that's a whole – that's a different number because if she and I file a joint tax return, suddenly – that means it's 160 million people, which would represent roughly the taxpaying units in the country. So which is it? I don't know that answer. And they never tell us.
But if that's the answer, then it's not 400 billion anymore. It's 800 or 900 billion.
Right.
And so now you've given the trillion that he talked about yesterday that you were going to fix. You just gave it back out. And it goes back to my whole point. When Democrats are in charge, they spend money on Democrat stuff. When Republicans are in charge, they spend money on Republican
stuff.
It's both stuff.
Yeah.
And we just happen to like the stuff on the Republican side better.
Yeah.
And that's why we have a $36 trillion debt.
But the bottom line is money's going to get spent. It's just on what priority, depending on who's in charge.
But no, because we're spending $2 trillion
saying, but the money, regardless of Republican or Democrat, right now, money gets spent. It's just a matter on what priority.
Right.
You know, if you could go in and save $5 trillion, which he can't do, but if he could, you might could make an argument for this, give a rebate back to the taxpayer, but he's not going to save $5 trillion.
You know what? I see it if you do my reset.
Right.
Idea to 2019.
Yeah.
You add where you need to add. You're going to need to add $700 billion for debt service.
Yeah.
So that goes from, that literally takes all the revenue away. If you reset to 4.4 trillion and you need $700 billion more for debt service, that's 5.1. That's what we have in revenue. So any dollar over that, you're adding to the 36 trillion number. And if we keep adding to that number, we're not going to be able to pay the debt service at some point without making a loaf of bread $200. Because that's the next choice.
Yeah. So with the state, when Janet was handing out money, I didn't get it. So it wasn't a big deal for me. But I will say, just for God's sakes and everybody, I don't support this idea. But if they send my family $5,000 check, I'm going to cash it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like the thing with, because that was a Republican idea to send the $850 back to the people.
Right.
In state government, we're balancing the budget every year, supposedly.
Yeah.
But when you send the, like you said, the money's going to get spent. That's money that was either going to go back to the people.
Yeah.
Or it was going to get spent on a new welfare program.
Right.
The Democrats wanted to spend it on a new welfare program.
Yeah.
They wanted to give $250 back and spend the other $600 on a new program, which goes on forever.
Right.
And that's the problem we have at state government right now. We keep adding new programs.
Yeah.
In the last year, after we did the supplemental last year, they continued to pass bills.
Yeah.
All that money, they stripped the money off those bills, passed the language in, and all that spending went into this budget. That's why this budget, right at the outset, was $700 million more because of those bills passed.
Yeah.
And we never look at the baseline.
Never. See,
and that's thing, like bringing up your point about, you know, trying to get a businessman in there for governor, right? Like I look at my business. We just upgraded our point of sale system. Now, we already had the best point at which, for everybody who knows, it's computers for the restaurant. We already had probably the best computers in point of sale in Wyndham. Like we had like the fastest, the best. Other ones are they're lagging 5-10 years. They were already in there well before we got in there. But I upgraded anyway 2 weeks ago because I saw the value. So I have no problem. It's cost me money, you know, and it's money. We've not been profitable the last few months thanks to, you know, control in Augusta, unfortunately, and the Biden administration. But even though I haven't been profitable, I couldn't afford to not make this investment to increase my sales and cut my costs both simultaneously. Now, it's an initial whatever. And I'm sure there are things that, like you said, the Democrats wanted to put more welfare money out there. That's not what we need. We need to figure out ways to put investments that cut the cost of government or grow the revenues coming in naturally, not increasing rates, natural growth. That's why I'm... Elon and Donald Trump, I mean, Elon's a brilliant man. I mean, I don't think anybody can really deny that. They might not like his politics, but you have to admit he is a brilliant man. I think he's the Ben Franklin of our age. That's what I correlate him to. Elon probably can see the path to prosperity. If he wouldn't be proposing this haphazardly, he's concerned about the debt like everybody else, as Ray was talking about earlier today, that Elon's, if he's only looking out for his own advantage, that self-preservation, America can't go bankrupt. America goes bankrupt, the dollar becomes valueless, then Elon's gone. So Elon's not going to...
Oh, no, I totally agree with that.
So I think that there's... You're extremely intelligent with this stuff.
The question was, do I believe in the 5,000?
Yeah, no.
No, I don't.
No, I get that.
I think on this one, which I can't believe I'm about to say this, Elon's wrong.
All right, yeah.
It's only because... I think it's so imperative to get that budget back under control. And cutting it from 7 to 6isn't getting it under control.
No, then you can keep money in people's pockets by renewing the Trump tax cuts from the first term.
But that's another thing. That, like I said earlier, how you say things matter.
Yeah.
Resetting the budget, not cutting the budget.
Yeah.
The Trump tax cuts. It's not the Trump tax cuts. It's leaving tax rates where they are today.
Yeah.
Is how you say it. Because saying the
this
Trump...
This is now the standard.
Right. Saying it's the Trump tax cuts we have to renew because of the 7-year thing or whatever. By saying it that way, you allow the Democrats to say, this is just a big tax cut for billionaires.
Right.
Yeah.
If you say we are going to leave tax rates exactly where they are today.
Yeah.
And that's, like, my point is... How you say things sometimes is a lot better than how it actually goes through, because the average person would understand that. It's just like, and I said this back in 94.
Yeah.
That's how long I've been on this kick. When Gingrich came out and was going to fix Medicare and save $250 billion, instantly the Democrats come out and he says, they're taking $250 billion away from you.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though he wasn't. But by him saying saving 250, it was so easy for the average person to turn around and say, yep, they're taking it away from me. If he had said that day, we're going to freeze Medicare spending other than new recipients, he would have saved almost twice as much money.
Yep.
But by saying it that way, the people wouldn't have freaked out and the Democrats would be explaining what he meant.
Well, I think you're right. I think you're 100% right. Words matter. When Biden said we finally beat Medicare, that was the end of his presidential run right there. Yeah.
I want to go back. You mentioned $200 loaves of bread.
Yeah.
So first I got to deal with eggs. And now
bread. Now that's going to be bread.
Now I'm going to deal with bread.
Make your own bread. You'll be all right.
If in 4 years we're at 42 or 44 trillion of debt, we're going to have massive inflation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just want to clean something up here, so make sure everybody understood. Several people have texted me. I don't support the $5,000 because I believe if we can save that money, we should put it against the debt. We are the loan place that talks about it all the time. But I want to be very clear. If they do it and send me a $5,000 check, if I qualify, I'm going to cash it. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. I think this is the most overtaxed country in the world. I think what they have done with taxation is an abomination to common sense and to anything else. So I will cash the check, even if I don't agree with the policy. I didn't receive the money from the state. I didn't qualify, so I didn't get that money. But but I would not.
So you're one of those evil rich people, aren't
you?
No, Ray?
I'm not rich. But I told Dee Dee if we got the checks, I'm not cashing them. But we didn't get the checks, so it didn't matter.
Same thing applied during the COVID, right? Because I got a lot of money for COVID, and I'm like, it was a thing. Like, do I really want government money? That was a moral dilemma for me. But then my rationale was, A, I'm not going to spend this money on anything frivolous or, you know, personal gratification of any sort. I'm going to put it to work. And B, if I don't take money, it's not going to stop this money from being spent. I'm just going to spend it smarter in a way that helps the economy than what the government.
Well, what does. Did I say to you at the time? Do you remember? We talked about it.
I think I've had a couple of Coors Light since then.
Yeah,
so
you have.
To remind me.
I said to you, Kenny, this isn't your fault. Governor Mills shut the state down and tried to destroy everybody's lives. The federal government had to step in because of governors like Janet Mills. Janet Mills went against science and data. The science said, according to the WHO and Johns Hopkins, you do not shut down societies and you do not quarantine healthy people. Janet Mills is a dictator and a tyrant, so she did that. We were just really getting to know each other. We'd met, but we didn't really know each other. We formed two groups and sued her twice. One time we lost because Lance Walker is a lazy judge. The second time, the lawsuit became unnecessary because she pulled her order. But the point is, Janet Mills shut down our society. It wasn't your fault. Government did this. You could have safely operated, and when things came back, you did. I said to you, you have to survive. That's your job. And that's what I said to every other business.
But that was, I think, the big thing with the whole PPP thing and all the money that went out to business, and everybody talks about bailouts and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
At the time, we did not have a unemployment system nationally that could have ever handled, in even after, when they had a lot less people to do, they couldn't handle it. That whole PPP thing was to try to keep people employed so that when the businesses did open back up, they could keep as many of the people that they could.
And you know who created that? Senator Susan Collins.
Right.
Yeah. And so she deserves all the credit in the world for that. So if she had not been in there, not only I probably would have survived because I'm a cockroach, basically. But we would have lost so many small businesses around this country. Yeah. So it would have been so detrimental.
Maine lost 22% of small businesses, with PPP.
Yeah. And you said that people still haven't heard from the Department,
Department of Labor
who are out of work.
Yeah, Laura Fortman and her team got bonuses for their great work. Janet praised them to high heaven. And there are still people, they text me every day, who have never gotten a call back. I mean, it's just absurd.
And don't worry, they're in charge of paid family medical leave now, the departments.
Well said.
Everything's going to be perfect.
Well, unfortunately,
that's going to blow up.
It's going to blow up. We have got wait a minute. We don't have to run yet.
No, just real quick on that. Like I've always said, and I think you'll agree with me.
Yeah.
Yes, the tax sucks.
Yeah.
But you know what the tax is going to be. You don't know when people are going to take time off.
Yeah.
What happens to you when you're three cooks take time off at the same time?
Yeah. AARP has estimated 166,000 people will take advantage of this. You have to be working to take advantage of it. That is one quarter of the workforce in the state of Maine.
Staffing for small business will be the problem.
Yeah.
The tax, I hate saying it this way, the tax isn't going to be the problem. It's going to be staffing.
Absolutely.
And they're not going to be able to have people staffed.
Good to see you guys. We have got to run. It is 9:58. We'll see you Monday morning.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.
We're doing great. I love my job. I love what I do and all my coworkers.
All the women that work here are fantastic.